Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Yay. Oh my God. Everyone's so excited. Woo. Monday. Start of another week. A fresh slate. Bottle Rock announcement tomorrow. You know what's great about when the Bottle Rock stuff starts to happen is that you know that summer's right around the corner.
It's next. I already feel that.
Mm.
Even though winter pretty much just started.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah.
I went to my first Bottle Rock last year.
Oh.
And I can't wait to go back.
It's wonderful.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It really
is. Done concert.
It's a great setting. I love the whole like food and drink element that happens there. It's awesome.
I would have said nothing can get near Outside Lands except Bottle Rock not only gets near, it depends on who's playing. But yeah. That event in its own way is awesome.
It's so great.
With all the food and the way they set that thing up.
Yep.
It takes over the whole area.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I might have seen a couple of the bands, but you're going to be happy with the lineup this year.
Yeah.
It's a good lineup.
It was in the promo email. I was like, oh my God.
What are you talking about? That's exactly what you're saying. So tell us.
I can't tell you
until tomorrow.
You got to wait until tomorrow date.
Yeah. We did see the list, though. Yeah.
Oh, you saw the list, too?
It was in the promo email. I was like, oh.
Hand it over.
Well, you know, sign up for the email that they send it to you on.
We can't get into his email.
I know.
I got it. Tim, can you come make my phone, my Protect app, you know, the one we need to get into? There's like 7 layers of protection. So much so, the employees can't get into their own database.
It is a lot.
It is. It's a commitment.
Tim, help!
Don't worry. I'll tell you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Well, no, I still got to get in there. I've been locked out of that now for another 2 months.
Yeah, luckily, everyone knows you're locked out and they know your other email. So if they really needed to get a hold of you, they could.
Anyway, all right.
Bottle Rock, tomorrow at 8 a.m. You will find out who's playing and how you can win tickets to go to Bottle Rock. I did notice this morning that I was like, oh, that's weird that they changed the times. Normally, it's X, Y, and Z for the times that we would give away code words for Bruno Mars. And those times are different this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie goes, well, I mean, with the Bottle Rock announcement tomorrow,
We
may very well be Bottle Rock Central, my friends. Anyway, Bottle Rock announcement, find out who's playing, how to win tickets. Bottle Rock 2026. I can't believe it's 2026.
Me neither.
But it's usually over Memorial Day weekend too. So I guess basically you know when it is, unless they drastically change the date. You can call us or text us. We take phone calls here. Not that many of them. You guys just don't call us. You like to text us. 800-400-3697. Always the same number. Works for both. So let's start with last week on the show. On Fridays, we do something called Bad Advice. And if you've got any kind of problem, big problem, small problem, am I the a-hole problem, whatever it is, send it to badadvice973@gmail.com. I read them all. I like to look. I like to peek into what your problems are. And last week we did one, which I think it is a difficult decision. It was sent to us by Anonymous, whose name I see right here. First off, he writes back, thank you for including our predicament in your bad advice segment. I really do value all your input. I love Bob, but one thing I didn't agree with is letting her husband decide whether or not to circumcise because he's the one with the penis, which is something that you said. And I actually feel like that's as valid as any other reason.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a penis to know that genital mutilation and circumcision is wrong. I don't have a vagina, but I know female circumcision is wrong. Anyway, after encouraging my wife to watch two documentaries, American Circumcision and Elephant in the Hospital Room.
Hmm, that's funny.
She agreed with me not to circumcise.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow.
What a now, great see, update.
I really think you could have played this into some, you know, added some things to your sexual menu or gotten some considerable favor. Like, this was a... But I realize you didn't want to give up part of your kid's man meat. I mean, that is... Oh. What?
Really?
They're removing part of that young person.
Yes, but there are other ways to say it than what you said. Oh. Anyway, he goes on to say, I'm very relieved. My mom was a pediatric nurse for 30 years and saw countless circumcisions and post-circumcision care, and she has horror stories.
That's to me, if there's a 1% of 1% chance that could go wrong, then it is not worth it.
Mm. I am truly shocked that people still do this. S. Even though I think you are correct, I think circumcision rates are dropping. And I believe they are. Dr. Dean Adel was for years a huge proponent of not doing it. And it really, it became sort of the hill he died on. You know what I mean? Like it was his thing.
Dr. Dean Adel's dead?
Oh, I don't know. But you know, this is the hill that you're going to die on. Oh, the fact just, that you won't give up.
In the end.
Well, he probably did die.
No, I think he's still
Let's dead. Find out.
I'll find out for you. But
if he didn't die, how old is he? I'll say he's...
Lost.
I'll say he's 85 years old.
Ay, ay, ay.
Who? Who is this?
Dr. Dean Adel
was a radio doctor and
he is
he was on the famously, on KGO forever,
he
right?
syndicated though. So yeah. He was nationwide and he made a huge push in like the 2000s for people to not circumcise.
Oh,
looks like he's 86 and he's still alive.
Good for him.
By the way, same age as Superman.
Superman's 86?
Well, it's 86 years ago. It's just kind of blowing my mind. There's people who are alive and have memories from before Superman existed.
Superman is 1938.
I hung up on this.
38.
This is 1941.
Yeah.
I might have done the, did I do math wrong?
Maybe I did
know.
The
85.
Math wrong. I asked Googie. Anyway.
85. It's fine. We obviously we're very confused.
Things have
show.
Changed quickly in this life, and I don't. Superman seems like a weird thing to get stuck on, but I've absolutely had Edie just last night staying in my room way later than she should have, at my desk, just rifling through it and then asking me questions, and it's
oh,
like,
just like rooting around in your drawers.
Yeah, yeah, and then she goes, "When you were young, what games on your phone did you play?" And I was all, we didn't have phones.
The game we played was dialing, making a crank call and hanging up.
Yeah, not as you know them. We didn't have phones. We had to, like, you could call someone, but they didn't do all the things phones do now. But it's just shocking how fast we've become absolutely addicted to.
Tied to it.
Everything available at all times.
Yeah. That's it. It's we when something becomes available and we adopt it, we can't even imagine living our lives without it anymore. Like it just becomes this thing where like, give up my phone. What are you talking about? Like all my banking's on there. Not to mention games and all the fun stuff you can do.
Well,
with it. How will I get anywhere? I don't know where anything is.
I start trying to answer her and I go, oh, but the first game I played might have been Space Invaders. Mm. Or Asteroids?
Breakout was a big one.
Pong.
I did Pong. I didn't do Breakout.
Remember that little football game that you could play?
Oh,
it was like
yeah,
a weird like...
Beep! Yeah, I played football too. I had the green one.
Mm. Yeah, I think I had the same thing.
And those, they're so rudimentary. Now you look at them.
It was a
them,
dot. It was
right?
a red dot mm. that you moved in between the other red dots and you could run it through, I believe, 10 times and you got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dumb.
Yeah, but all we had.
So she's like, yeah, but which Roblox did you play?
Oh my gosh.
There was no Roblox. You're not listening to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I finally kicked her out.
She's a smart kid. I feel like it's good to ask those kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. Good context.
And also, she didn't want to have to leave and go take a shower, so she was just
anything.
Torturing
sure,
her dad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so that was some good advice. And how do people send us advice?
Badadvice973@gmail.com. You know, one of the questions in his email, not to totally belabor this, but this was what I was wondering, is that I think the wife is Jewish and the parents are Jewish on her side. And so that was like a stumbling. I was like, that's a tough one because it's like a religious thing. I remember my obstetrician, he goes, you shouldn't circumcise. He goes, I would, because I'm Jewish, so it's a religious thing, but you shouldn't do it. And I was like, that's convenient. So he brought it up to the parents, the two of them. They watched these two documentaries. They bring it up to her parents, even though we don't need to, it's not their child. And they were surprisingly supportive. Even her mom said, yeah, I know it's in our religion, but I understand why you don't want to do it. Also, aww, I'm not religious. You know, if your religion convinces you to cut off part of your baby's man area, there's something wrong there. Brainwashed people, in my humble opinion. I don't know about that, but he's got his opinion.
Well,
I
understand, though. He's talking about his kid. There's, you know, unborn kid. He's passionate about it. Yeah, that was probably a little much. But I'm curious. So there's your doctor telling you not to.
Right.
And were you like, doc, in my long resume of experiences, I believe they're better looking and...
I didn't have the argument with him. I was...
I'm doing it.
Yeah, I was like, I talked to my pediatrician. I said, I'd like to do this. And she said, okay.
I prefer them without the hat.
I just...
something to that effect.
It wasn't even an argument in my head. It was going to happen.
Mm.
This person goes on to say, Anonymous says, I completely agree with Maddie. We should have talked about this pre-marriage, but it never really came up. I actually feel like... if you had talked about it before marriage, now you're having a fight about a baby that doesn't exist and a situation that may never come up. And maybe you wouldn't have been able to get to this point in your relationship. Maybe that would have been the end for you. And now you're faced with it. You were rational. You presented your evidence. She listened. I feel like you guys you come out on a better place.
That's such a good point.
I do think,
not that
though,
you shouldn't necessarily, but
that if you've got religion in play, maybe it should have been discussed, just because you know that's what the expectation.
Right.
But I don't necessarily believe everyone is hanging out with this idea of what their future life will be.
Right.
I think some people, yes, and some people won't even date someone in advance. They're like, I'm looking at you and you have a seatbelt on in your profile pic. I cannot date you.
We do know that person. They're following the rules.
You've ruled them out before you've said hi?
They just didn't even make the effort to take their seatbelt off.
What in the...
Okay.
It's very judging a book by its cover, like in the profile pic. You took that in your car with your seatbelt on and posted that and think I'm going to waste 1 minute on you?
Well, I told you the one person I was having a little conversation with about going on a date, it turned into an interrogation of sorts.
Yeah. Well, people don't want to waste their time. Yeah. They're like, oh, seatbelt, that's it. That's a deal breaker for me.
Can't we just go eat? Let's just go eat.
And have a little
conversation.
He's going to wear his seatbelt in the chair so he doesn't fall out of it.
I'll throw $150 at dinner just to see if we get along at all. Is it worth it to you? No? What?
If you're all lucky, right. $150, my God. Anyway, I was glad we were able to weigh in on this guy's situation. And there's that. On TV tonight, the NFL wildcard game. It's ABC and ESPN, so kind of regular TV. Steelers, Texans. And over on Netflix, One Last Adventure, The Making of Stranger Things 5. So if you can't get enough or you're going through withdrawals.
I can't finish that to save my life. Got into the weekend and went, I'm going to finish that. And then playoff football just took over any time I was going to spend on my butt.
I meant to watch The Social Network, which is our assignment for...
You got nowhere near that either.
I know, for Bob's Movie Club. And I just couldn't get at the TV. Everyone was all over the TV. Oh, you know what we started watching, though? The new season of The Traitors. And they've done a great job mixing it up. It's really good. I think we're three episodes in. Although, I feel like it... populates weekly, but they
it does. They drop it.
They dropped a few, though. It was great.
I have to catch up on that today.
It was really good. It's just great. Alan Cumming is it Cummings or Cumming?
Cummings.
Singular.
Is it singular?
I don't know. But he's just fantastic.
Have you watched Heated Rivalry yet?
No, I haven't watched that yet. That's the hockey gay love story?
Mm-hmm. It's delightful.
Yeah, I didn't get to that. I still get to watch The Social Network.
I'm having people over on Tuesday to watch it with me, The Social Network.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, little in-person Bob's Movie Club.
Nice, a gathering.
Yes.
One Battle After Another and Hamnet were the big winners at the Golden Globes. Those happened last night, and they were indirectly programmed against the Patriots game. So John didn't get to watch that, yeah.
What was the second word you said?
Hamnet. Hamnet. Which I'd heard of this movie.
It's about Shakespeare.
It's about Shakespeare.
Hamnet.
Yeah,
Hamnet.
Not Hamlet.
Not Hamnet. Hamlet, but Hamnet. The Golden Globes were pretty tame. I thought Nikki Glaser, she came out and hosted. She did a fine job. Everything was pretty light.
I didn't get to hear her opening monologue, even though I'd been teased with it.
We got a little of it.
But I did somehow see her singing a song and went, oh that's terrible.
They just, that was the bit, was that it was terrible, and then Fran Drescher came out.
Here you go.
I'm Nikki Glaser, and just like Wicked, I'm back for a sequel. Just like Frankenstein, I've been pieced together by an unlicensed European surgeon, and...
Cute.
It's good work. And just like the podcasters nominated tonight, I should not be allowed to be this close to Julia Roberts. It's not right. I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There are so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted, but... Yes. And the Golden Globe for best editing goes to the Justice Department. Yes, congratulations.
That's about as heavy as it got.
And the award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
Nicely done.
Very well done.
She was pretty funny with Leo DiCaprio.
That was my favorite joke.
Yeah, it was good.
Leonardo DiCaprio is here for one man bun after another.
Man bun.
Hi, Leo. How good was Leo in One Battle? I mean, it's insane. So good. So vaping good. What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane.
Do you have the part afterward where she cannot find one thing about him on the internet?
Oh, she's
like, that's what I love.
She goes, I'm sorry I went in for the girlfriend joke. I literally can't find anything else about you.
Open up, bro. I loved it.
It's super smart of him, though. That is how he keeps his acting characters from being influenced. You know, like you see someone and you go, oh, that guy's also the guy I saw at, you know, 7-Eleven in the tabloids.
Right.
There's nothing with that.
No, nothing. All we know about him is yachts and supermodels. And chicks under 27. Mm. So the overall, a pretty tame affair.
Wait, so we're not going to hear that part?
We just did it.
She said that the most interesting thing she could find about him was from an article from the 90s in Teen Beat. And she asked him, is your favorite food still pasta, pasta, and more pasta? And he was like, yeah, it is. Good research.
And she kept reiterating that was real. That was really something.
Teen Beat was a thing.
It certainly was.
Oh,
Teen
funny.
Beat, Tiger Beat. Remember they would have a pullout poster? Oh, so
no,
funny.
I didn't read it.
What?
I read skateboarding magazines, but.
Did they have a pullout poster?
Yes, they had pullout posters in those too.
Actually, I have a Christian Hasoy from a magazine.
Is that right?
Of him doing his, you know, his kick up.
Christ Air?
Yeah.
As for winners at the Globes last night, Hamnet was named Best Drama. One Battle After Another won Best Musical or Comedy, you know, because of all the singing and laughter. Sinners won Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, otherwise known as Best Movie People Actually Saw. One Battle had a good night overall. It also took Supporting Actress for Teyana Taylor, Best Director and Screenplay for Paul Thomas Anderson. K-Pop Demon Hunters was named the Best Animated Flick, and Golden won Best Original Song. And so a couple notes about, there was a ton of like ugly crying. And the girl who got up there, I guess she sang the song. She gets up there, And there's four or five other people who were with her behind, you know, the winning of this song. And she just is sobbing, cannot get a coherent thought out of her mouth. Finally, one guy kind of pushes over to try to say something. Thank you to Sony or, thank you know, whoever.
Was that the short white guy?
Yeah. The short white guy.
I saw 1 second of this, and it was the song that she sings.
Yep.
And he's talking about it. And I thought, what is that guy doing?
You literally saw the 1 second that anyone besides her was sobbing into that microphone.
He was trying to get the plugs
shoves
in.
Him to the side. Like, she, and goes back to crying incoherently. Like, it was, oh, and then in between, as each award is announced and the person is making their way down from the tables, they did this thing where they took, like, what sounded like a horrible morning show, making comments and trying to be hilarious as, like, voiceover. Between, it's two dudes who can't get a complete sentence out talking about, because they used to call it the voice of God.
Yeah, the voice of God is like, oh,
this is the third nomination for a Golden Globe, and this is their first win, and also known for their work in, you know, whatever, some kind of scripted thing for the person who won. These two are just like, bah, 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 bah. It was so distracting and so bad.
It was
bad.
But
I actually started to laugh at it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear what they have to say about this.
And they stumbled over, you know.
Horrible.
I mean, they're
couldn't get the names right.
Yeah, their
awful.
Deal. Like, they're supposed to be doing that. It was so weird.
It was very weird. And don't do that again.
Other weird thing that you didn't notice was there was this, you know, normally they have like a woman who takes the people backstage and everything.
The person who walks you on
yes,
and off.
Yes, walks
the stage.
Them on and off. They had this dude who was like Benson Boone lookalike doing it with this, you know, little hipster mustache.
Are you sure it wasn't Benson Boone?
No, I'm sure it wasn't Benson Boone.
I didn't notice this person at
all. No, it was weird. It was just, I don't know why it bothered me so much. I'm just, what is he's distracting. You know, like just.
You liked him.
You didn't like him.
Oh, you didn't like him.
Did not like him.
Oh, okay.
There was a podcast portion of the show. Mm. And actually, Nikki did a really funny little sort of video bit about it, about how
podcast ads.
It was very funny. And Amy Poehler defeated her ex-husband when Good Hang won over Smartless, over Will Arnett's.
I've never heard hers. I've heard Smartless because my wife listens to it. But is Amy's great?
It's great.
She's good. I mean, she's obviously good.
But the podcast industry is kind of like, with the celebrity podcasters, you know, because and she even made a joke about, like, she said NPR, bunch of celebrities just calling it in.
Right.
And that's what people say in the industry about the celebrity podcast. Like, well, they just get on the mic, call it in.
To be fair, that's happened. A lot of companies have thrown money at big names who could not carry 10 minutes, much less an entire, you know, daily podcast.
And I've worked with a lot of them. But they, wouldn't have been nice to see like a true crime podcast up for this, something besides the celebrity stuff.
All right.
Well, they had to start somewhere.
Well, the whole list is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can go and check that out. What is coming up, Vin?
First, I must update our info. We talked earlier about Bob Weir passing away and mentioned the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
And so we had a minute with that. My friend Deepak, lifelong friend.
Oh, huge Deadhead.
Big time Deadhead, and he wrote in at 6:09, Dead and Company will live on. Then there was space. Then it says, Phil is dead, guys. And then it says,
Deepak, why didn't you just call us?
He never toured with Dead and Company. And then it says, Dead and Company will live on is the part I was looking for. So they're going to continue, and John Mayer apparently will also continue, and they'll find someone to replace Bob.
Who, though? I mean, they need someone from the Dead, don't they? Doesn't a Dead have to be in there?
Maybe it'll just be Company and Company.
Yeah. John, who used to play with Dead and Company.
The people, the audience wants it to live on is because they like going to these things.
That's where
they get together and party.
So did we already, is this part done?
I don't know what is coming up.
All right.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Call or text us at 800-400-3697. And we've got your chance at Bruno Mars tickets coming up at 8.05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jambar Organic Energy Bars. Mm. If you're cutting down on processed foods but still crave tasty snacks, you're going to love Jambars. Available at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, Nugget, and Good Earth Markets.
Jambars.
Jambar. After what was a spectacular weekend, it continues.
It
sunny,
looks pretty out there.
Cold in the morning. Mm. And a high of 60 today. So, nice stuff.
Sounds good.
In fact, now they're already starting with, when will we see rain again? Take it easy. Mm. Some of us got very wet and would like a...
just a quick dry out.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole week looks sunny and beautiful.
We had, besides a really beautiful weekend, I was not aware or had not been tipped off to a big protest weekend. Mm. On Friday, rideshare drivers protested autonomous cars in the Bay Area. Rideshare drivers, save your money because that is
where
it's coming.
Heading.
And I don't say that because I don't. Well, all right. I don't love that you stop right there in the lane and just conduct your business right in front of us as if that's a safe place to do so. I'll just stop here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They told you from the get-go.
Yeah, it was always the plan. The robo cars are coming and they will, in fact, ultimately take your gigs. Enjoy it. There's gig work and I appreciate the option. But anyway, so that was one of the protests over the weekend, and the other was, and in the Bay Area, thousands gathered on Saturday for anti-ICE protests, but it was nationwide, actually. So this was everywhere. The nationwide protests happened in the wake of Wednesday's deadly shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. And the protesters call for ICE agents to withdraw from U.S. cities. So... that happened over the weekend. The Niners won, everyone. Just in case you didn't know and you hadn't heard, and it was.
You missed it. Woo!
I realize I just spoke of a lot happened over the weekend, but one of the things that happened is the Niners went into Philly and came away with a win. We now have to go to Seattle and play the team that kicked our butts last. The last team to really kick our butts. Seattle.
You know, though, that's they won on the road in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is going to be cake. That's right.
In other,
just go with it.
NFL playoff news: the Bears, Rams, Pats, and Bills won, and there's a game tonight: Texans at Steelers, 5:15 game time on ABC. I don't have a pony in that race or whatever they say, so I'll just watch it and sit there.
It's fun to watch a game.
I like football. Yes, I enjoy it. And really, it starts to feel like, oh my God, the season's over. How many weekends of this do we have left? And
only
it's
a
only a few. Yeah. Only a few. Like 3 weekends left. Mm. So when the missus said, you want to go see SpongeBob? I was like, but there's football.
I'd love to.
We're going to go early. All right. And I did enjoy SpongeBob. Mm. It was a good one. So 10 things we want to stop caring about in 2026.
That we want to stop
want
caring
to
about.
Want to stop caring about.
Okay. Like, okay.
You want to stress less? Here's your cheat sheet. Responding to texts as soon as possible. One person said they intentionally wait now because they don't want to establish an expectation. We've already done that by responding immediately for 10 plus years now.
Yep.
But it is safe to say that pressure continues now that you know they know. That you carry your phone everywhere you go.
Right.
I think it's okay to just change that expectation in general and say, I don't respond unless it's absolute emergency.
I wait until I can just respond to everybody who texts me.
I wait a couple days sometimes.
Yeah, you don't even
look. You're supposed
Please.
To. You're a producer of a big morning show in a big radio market. You're supposed to look.
Yeah, Maddie.
Everybody else, you are removed from
but
the
not
any kind
you,
of
Maddie.
Not producers of a radio show. Jesus. But I can see where people go, you know what? I got to stop answering texts in the car. I got to stop answering texts every second. Like, that expectation is kind of crushing.
Right.
I better get back to this person or they're going to think.
I think I don't like them.
Here's another one. These are things people want to stop caring about in 2026. Keeping up with people you grew up with or grew apart from. It's okay to cut and run if it just seems like work now or you don't have much in common.
Yeah.
But if you love and cherish those people, certainly by all means, keep in touch.
Right. But don't feel obligated. Like, there are definitely people who are like, oh, I'm really good at keeping in touch. I'm like, are you? So no one can ever get away from you, huh? Nope, they can't.
Sports, keep watching. Just don't be so invested on whether they win or lose,
yeah,
said
Maddie.
A Philadelphia Eagles fan.
My whole mood still is based on the West Virginia team, which, by the way, beat Kansas in an
upset
win. It's
okay. No one cares. We don't care. No one cares.
But I'm so happy because
nobody cares about West Virginia but you. Trendy clothes. As long as my clothes are clean, I'm good. Oh. These are things we don't want to care about in 2026.
I feel like people just wear whatever they want now anyway. It doesn't feel like there's like some super style.
Look at that. Right on the list, it says West Virginia anything. Weird. Right there on the list.
I don't want to care about it anymore.
I don't want to care.
Ah, whatever. It's a great game.
You're going to have to fight to make us care.
Other people's opinions of you.
Oh,
that one sort of happens naturally as you age. Random opinions matter less, especially stuff people say online. Also to the people who are somehow employed by news companies where they put, oh, all the people commented on this person's clothing and it didn't go well. That's online. That is the online culture. That's not a news story. That's what people do for
That's
fun.
That's what's in the news these days, man.
That is not.
There is nothing else. What's happening online is what's happening.
And I know most of you don't read the news because you don't have a radio show, or read all the news because you don't have a radio show. But to InStyle, the setting the nipple free thing just gets me wrong every time. Like, that's how they say it every time.
Free
it's,
the nipple.
It's like a third grader is writing this. Like, so-and-so freed the nipple. Is that really what you just posted? And it barely, you can barely see it. It's not even free.
Oh, you went, oh,
well,
free the nipple. Let's have a look.
Enough times that I find myself going, that doesn't even count.
Just seeing a shadow of the areola is not enough.
Stupid clickbait.
Well,
yeah, I know. And I'm mad that I fall for it every time. Getting peer pressured into going out. Screw FOMO. Stay in and watch Netflix if that's what you want to do. These are things people want to stop caring about. I don't need to be pressured into going out. Yeah, if you spent your youth out, then as an adult, you start to say, I don't need to be out.
Right. It's expensive to be out. Dangerous.
And stuff happens, right?
That's what happens at night.
How did I find myself without a shoe?
This is just weird.
Like, why do I
better get home. I only have one shoe.
I don't have a shoe.
That's fear of missing shoes.
The holidays. Someone claimed they're dialing it way back on Christmas next year. They're sick of consumerism.
I say that every year.
Yeah,
and then it'll
come along and you'll be caught up in it. And especially if you have kids, you can't get away from this.
Mm-mm.
Buying a house.
Oh.
On the list of.
They don't want to care about it anymore.
It's gotten so hard and you've made so many bids. You just give up. Just be happy where you are. I get that.
No.
I mean, I get it, though. We looked forever and then finally just said, we're not going to find a place on the peninsula that's worth what they're charging for it.
Right.
We're not. So I live 3 hours from here.
Yes.
It's fun.
Seems like it.
It's been great for my health, too. Want to see my belly?
I can see it.
Oh.
Awesome. Oh. 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 Oh, Sarah.
You're beautiful.
It's true.
It's okay, man.
Crushing. Crushing blow. Thanks.
Don't be. Well, you asked.
I thought you'd want to see it. I didn't think you'd say, I can already see it. No, never mind.
Pull up your sweatshirt. Let's have a look.
There's no belly there.
Let me get my camera.
You look great.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
And things you can't control last on the list. Yeah, that's one of those where you'll practice that your whole life. And then when you're on your deathbed, you'll go, I finally get it. Nothing mattered.
Oh, that's what I'm going to realize it. Jesus, I'm always worried about everything. Telling my son how I was so worried about, like, oh, you know, I don't want to be a bad person. And he goes, well, what if you just are a bad person? Like, just go with it.
And I was embrace like, it.
Riley!
That is actually a great idea. So I've been doing that. Like, I start to worry about stuff. Like, oh, what is this person? And I'm like, well, I guess I'm just a bad person.
Just it embrace
was
yourself.
Really helpful.
Oh,
really
you liked helpful. It.
Yeah, I was like, oh. So what if I am a bad person?
Well, you better hope she doesn't cut you off, young man, but okay.
Well, it'll be his own fault, won't it?
Yeah. Because you're a bad person.
If it's not the consequences of my own actions.
I told her to, and now it... Oh! Mm.
Well, now he's a bad person. Maybe he could kill me off and take all my money.
Ooh.
Wow, this has gone extremely dark.
Well, really? Things tend to, Vin, in my head.
Has the visit gone on too long, or what's happening
here? He leaves
here?
Tomorrow. Okay. I'm sure he'll survive until then.
Gen Z's one, though, average career commitment is less than 2 years.
Oh.
Now, I will say in defense of Gen Z, the job market's been shaky. And, you know, you keep hearing even gigantic companies go, we've decided to lay off just a huge swath of employees. Mm. 2,000 here, 4,000 there.
And Gen
what?
Z's still young. Like, I feel like there is a lot of change.
Agreed.
And a little grappling for where you're going to land when you're in your 20s. And what are they, 15 to 30 right now?
Yes.
Some emerging characteristics of Gen Z workers include short job stints, sudden exits, and minimal loyalty.
Ah.
In fact, Gen Z's average commitment to any one job is less than 2 years. See, that's the thing that's not fair is if you're climbing some ladder, you're going to go, you always shouldn't try to improve your situation no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Right.
That's any age group. If you can improve your situation in life for yourself and your family, why wouldn't you?
Right, exactly.
Because of some loyalty?
Mm.
To whom? Amazon? I don't think so.
Ask them for a raise. If they don't give it to you, then leave and go surfing for 6 months.
Yeah.
That'll work out perfectly for your family. We didn't need that guy.
According to a new survey of young adults and hiring managers, almost 60% of Gen Z workers admit, I took a job that I knew was a situationship. Short-term, low commitment, never meant to be long-term. Mm. That was the plan all along.
Is that how you felt about this job when you took it in April or March or April of last year?
Like, that how it's
do you,
I feel like I'm taking it day by day. I love being here and I'm excited to see where it goes.
But when you first got the job, like you probably had no expectations of what it might turn into for
no,
you.
No, absolutely not.
So it was just like another job.
A new
it's more.
Opportunity.
Right.
Only one quarter.
It's everything.
25% of Gen Z pros say they're invested in their job long term. One quarter.
Hmm.
That means three quarters are like, nah. Half plan to leave their job within a year.
Wow.
Well, you know, one thing that you're not saying is that the best way to get a pay raise is to switch companies these days.
That is true.
All days. forever. That's yeah.
forever.
Been the way.
That's been true.
It's easier to
then
get
why
a job when you got a job.
Stay at one company for 30 years
because they don't want to deal with trying to go find another job to leverage the pay raise.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a job sucks.
That's true.
And so I think there are plenty of people who go, I'm happy enough. I don't need the grief of running interviews, landing a job, going back to my company and saying, you have to give me a raise or I'm leaving. And then what if you have to leave? Because some people might do all that, but they don't want to go.
No.
They like where they are.
They just want a pay raise.
Right.
I have a friend here in the city. He's my age, about 30, and he's on probably his sixth job in the past 2 to 3 years.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, why are people even still hiring you?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if they look at that resume, they're like,
like a patchwork.
Yeah. But he has a niche tech skill set, I guess.
Wow. Must be nice.
Almost 40% of hiring managers say they've chosen not to hire a Gen Z candidate because of the job hopping. So at some point that will catch up with him. But for now, yeah, if he's got a skill they need,
hopefully
get in
the
here,
last
kid.
Job is the one he needs.
I also feel like companies are less committed to their employees. This new strategy is to constantly be cutting the bottom 10-15% and hiring new people. So it's a two-way street, this loyalty thing.
Yeah.
Agreed. I absolutely agree with that. Our number is 800-400-3697. You can text, call, and Maddie's on the show.
All right. So from 707, 2026, not getting caught up in stupid conversations with people I don't know on apps like Nextdoor, especially political debates. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Good luck to you.
Yes.
I'm excited for you.
Talking about texting, 408. I'm a doctor and patients will often ask for my number so they can text me when they need me. I absolutely refuse to give my number to anyone.
Yeah, you shouldn't give your number to anyone.
Most people have a portal now.
I have a portal.
For their health care.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's so. I mean, I get it. He was very nice to you when after the examination and giving you advice. You can't have his number.
If the conversation goes like this, I need you to stop Googling what your symptoms are because every time you show up here, you're promising me you've got cancer. I can't take it anymore. Well, then give me your number. Then I can call you direct and won't go to Google and won't get the living crap scared out of me. Mm. Like, I could see that person asking, but otherwise, Doc, can I get your number?
Yeah. No, you can't.
That seems very weird. And
even if you're Googling stuff, you still can't. It's
right.
No. Make an appointment. Send me an email that I will never answer through the portal.
Good morning, radio family. I was one of the people protesting ICE on Saturday in Redwood City. Such a powerful emotional experience. A highlight of my first protest was spotting Joan Baez driving along El Camino. Ingrid,
wow.
Listening on the app.
Thank you,
Joan
Ingrid
Baez was right here on the peninsula driving down El Camino this weekend.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How old is Joan Baez now? She's got to be like 80. In her mid-80s.
Yeah. 85.
Oh! Boom!
She's only 2 years younger than Superman.
Mm.
650. Speaking of Bob.
Bob!
When are we going to learn her real name? Is she not a permanent employee yet? Christy in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Didn't you just hear? She's taking it day to day.
Yeah.
It is my real name.
It is now. We named her Bob so no one would get attached to her and we could switch her out with another Bob.
Right.
At any
and we
time.
Steeled ourselves against her charming ways.
For
and
exactly 1 hour.
It has not worked.
Did not work.
It didn't.
925. I've been in my company for 20 years, but it's a very large company with great health insurance and great PTO. I'll move around within the company, but why would I leave?
That's the thing. I think there are people who would say, I like my job.
I'm fine.
There's commute. It's close to home.
Yep.
I know all the people. I don't really like change.
I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We do get more and more settled.
We were talking about the protest of the rideshare folks. 415, I'm a woman living in the Bay Area and love Waymos. I feel safe. It's Michelle from San Francisco.
Yeah, that's the future. And
yep.
These companies haven't been shy about it. Uber told everyone, this is temporary until we can get our robo cars up and running. They said that.
So you shouldn't be surprised. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Bruno Mars tickets, plus celebrities behaving badly. And how about a kiss, marry, kill 49ers style?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.